USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Mississippi sheriff's deputy died after he was involved in a shooting incident Monday afternoon near Kiln, Mississippi. The Hancock sheriff's deputy, identified as Lieutenant Michael Bout, was airlifted to the University Medical Center in New Orleans after he was shot, but passed away a short time later. The suspect was shot by a responding officer and is in the hospital as well. Californians are frustrated with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. A movement to make Newsom only the second California governor ever recalled is gaining momentum. Recall proponents must submit 1.5 million verified signatures by mid-March to make the ballot. Newsom's approval rating remains high at 58%, according to a December Public Policy Institute of California poll. In the National Basketball Association, there were a limited number of fans in Atlanta, Georgia Monday night due to the pandemic, but that didn't stop Los Angeles Lakers' LeBron James from getting in a heated argument with two women hecklers. James saw two at courtside. The women were booted from the arena. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
The White House said President Biden's discussion with 10 Republicans that pitched a more affordable and focused relief package Monday as productive. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
A group of 10 Republican senators sat down with President Biden at the White House Monday evening to begin negotiations over a COVID relief package. During the two-hour session, the senators laid out their $618 billion counterproposal to the president's $1.9 trillion relief package. Senator Bill Cassidy is part of that group that went to the White House, and a Louisiana Republican tells CNBC that there should be some optimism that a compromise can be reached.
There was common ground that we've got to take care of the American people. The president said, listen, we may disagree on some things, but we're not going and disagree on the need to take care of those in need. Now, Republicans offered for something more focused, but another bit of common ground is that we're talking from data. What does the data show that we need? And the president's going to have his staff get back to us, and we'll kind of compare our data points. That's good news.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As President Biden continues to use executive orders in record numbers, one such order will likely send a tidal wave of immigrants flooding into the United States. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
President Biden is set to roll out several more executive orders on immigration this week, which largely roll back the Trump-era rules. One of them is reported to be the end of the so-called Remain in Mexico protocol, which former Customs and Border Protection Chief Mark Morgan says worked well to discourage migrant caravans.
They've just taken away the game changer, one of the most essential tools that we have to address the illegal immigration crisis.
Morgan says this move will encourage more migrant caravans from Central America.
COVID has devastated economic conditions in the Western Hemisphere. That's what's driving the numbers up. You've seen the caravan. The crisis has already begun.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The actual size and the origin of the illegal immigrant population in the United States is uncertain and is difficult to ascertain because of difficulty in accurately counting individuals in this population.
I left my heart.
Tony Bennett has revealed that he has Alzheimer's disease. The 94-year-old crooner's battle with the disease was documented in a lengthy AARP article, which contained interviews with his family members. Life is a gift, he wrote, even with Alzheimer's. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Bryant.